eyes and I thought, well, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while.
There at 98Q called Tequila Little Time. It's 8:02, and each week we visit with our 98Q sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens. Nice enough to join us. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Well, good. He's surviving OTAs, those optional team activities or whatever they're called there. How's that going this week for you?
Organized team activities.
Organized.
Voluntary. And there was an interesting story this week that the players' union said, you know what, we will show up to training camp early. Like if you want to start it in mid-July, early July or something like that, if you just cancel all this, the rest of this off-season stuff.
Let us stay in Jamaica for a while longer, right? Don't you're
well,
saying.
It's either that or there's something to it. Because, you know what the bottom line to this is, Joe?
What's that?
The 18-game season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the 20-game season
yeah.
is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, the owners, that's where they make their money. They make money in the preseason games. They really make the money on the regular season games. And, of course, when they go to the postseason, and they're even talking about expanding that and talking about adding more teams to the league. So for the players, it's who did I talk to about this? Was it Kenny Clark? No, Josh Myers, the center. I talked to him about this. I said, okay, so, you know, you play the 49ers, you lose, you know, a couple weeks out left in the season in the playoffs. So then, you know, does it take like a month, 6 weeks for your body to heal?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you know, you don't want to do anything. You've got to let these bruises that have been with you or scratches, or sometimes a lot of guys, Brady Popinga, former linebacker of the Packers, says everybody has work done at the season. There's a snip for something just about everywhere on your body. That's how tough that business is.
That's crazy.
So you do that for, you know, in February and March, and then you got to start getting back in the weight room, and you got to start spending 4 or 5 hours a day, if not more, you know, working on your craft, working with weights and running and all that kind of stuff. And the next thing you know, you got some meetings to show up for in April, and then you've got to go to these OTAs, voluntary, they put that in quotes.
But if you don't show up, they're like, how come you're not here?
Well, everybody, gets talked about in the paper, and
yeah.
We make a big stink about it and whatever. But there's also some roster bonuses that some guys have that are involved. And then you got a mini camp in June, and then, okay, we'll take it like another month off, and then you got to show up to training camp. And it just kind of goes up and down and up and down. I would think as a coach, as a teacher, particularly with, you know, a younger team, the repetition is your friend, right?
Right.
Rather than trying to start to cram things in during a training camp, that you would like it spaced out that way. Just from, because it's not like they're banging heads. They're not putting on shoulder pads during this time. They're playing flag football.
Sure. Well, we always want to talk about Jordan Love and the offense, of course, because that's what sells the big offensive stuff. But the defensive side, Mike, with Jair Alexander in the seventh year and the injury for Eric Stokes, he can come back from that. And the new guy from the Giants. So, I mean, there's some questions there on defense, some guys that they're looking for big things from, right?
Yeah. You know, Eric Stokes practically got run over by a truck in November of 2022 on that turf field at Ford Field. His leg got rolled up on in the middle of a tackle, and it just destroyed his foot and his knee. And about a month later was the first time I saw him back in the locker room. He was in a wheelchair, and it looked like he had pins coming out of his knee. He was in a wheelchair for a couple of months. That's how bad it was. He tried to get back on the field a couple times last year, each time having hamstrings issues because, you know, the leg wasn't ready yet to play football. Now he's had some more time to rest and rehab that injury, and he's trying to get his, you know, his job back. He's a former first-round pick out of Georgia.
Yeah.
And was very speedy. So, you know, the coaches are saying, and Brian Gutekunst, the GM, saying, oh, you know, Eric's, we're going to give him a shot here. He's working really hard at it. He's a good guy, and we need him. And, you know, so that they've got that. They've got pretty good depth at corner because they came up with a rookie, Carrington Ballantyne, mm-hmm. and Corey Ballantyne, two different guys, was a free agent who played corners with a lot of those games that were winning later in the season.
Yeah.
Then there's Xavier McKinney, and they call him X. Everybody calls, that's his nickname, X, number 29. And he's this highest-paid safety they picked up from the Giants. And, you know, LaFleur said, you know something, I went out to dinner with the guy before we signed him, and right away I realized we had the dude. We had the guy.
We had
the leader. And I'm watching him at practice the other day when they're going 11-on-11, and he is all over the field. He's very vocal. He's tapping guys, you know, on the behind and say, here, scoot over here. He's lining up, you know, right off in the box. He's dropping back, and he's all over the field. And so somebody said to me, so is he like Nick Collins? You know, the great safety they had the year they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? He's rangy. He looks more like Charles Woodson back there, directing traffic.
All right.
And allowed to float all over the field. So it'll be so exciting to see what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Jair, who had an injury, came back, then had a mysterious back injury and ran out into the field in the kickoff of the Carolina game. He almost cost the Panthers, or the Packers, that game against the Panthers, running out for the coin toss when he wasn't assigned to be a team captain.
Forgot about
and
that.
And then finally, Gutekunst before suspended him for a week.
Mm-hmm.
He's you know, he's still very confident of himself. A little, to me, it's time for Jair to start proving it.
Well, we got a couple of games that were announced. Badgers going to play. They're not respecting Friday night football anymore, I guess, with high schools and stuff. But some of this is after the high school season. But NFL and college both moving into days that they never were at before. And it's all
they
about
said they never would go.
Revenue, yeah, well, revenue.
Prime time is where the money is.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. You know, you got to buy that third yacht, you know, because you got one for the immediate family.
Yeah.
But what about the guests?
Yeah, exactly.
So they've got a game Friday night, August 30th. Now, I think a lot of the high school games are still on Thursdays that time of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But they're going to play Western Michigan. They're open the season Friday night, August 30th at 8 p.m., and that game is on Fox Sports 1 and on the Badgers Radio Network on some of our stations. And then the last game of the regular season for the Paul Bunyan Axe against Minnesota is going to be on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 29th.
11 a.m., right?
11 a.m. on CBS.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, Badger football on Friday.
Oh, people aren't paying attention to the Brewers. First of all, they're surprising a lot of people. And if you haven't tuned in much, you're going to see a lot of names that would be like, who's Sal Frey? Like, who's Jake Bowers? Who's, because these are names that people are starting to embrace, I think, a little bit. But, man, just a new fun look. And will this continue? We're over 50 games into the season, and it just keeps going here, Mike.
And on top of that, like, Jake Bowers getting all this time now at first base because Rhys Hoskins, the veteran free agent they picked up from the Phillies, is dealing with a hamstring injury right now. Jake had a couple of errors in the game the other day, but I mean, he's got a great bat, and they're making some great defensive plays. And Sal Frelick is the kid who was really impressive in spring training last year, had a thumb injury. Eventually, they brought him on. He's shorter. He's as bright and as interesting a kid as can be. You talk about role model. This guy could one day end up, you know, on a box of Wheaties. He's learning. They thought that maybe he could play third base, but they had such great competition in training camp, they moved him back to the outfield. But, you know, I took this trip with the team to Boston last weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're on the road, you can learn even more about these guys. It was Pat Murphy, actually, in his office before the game, talked about how much he liked Frelick. He says, you know, and then when he took that dog in during training camp, during spring training, and we're like, what are you talking about? So there's going to be a whole story you're going to hear coming out from Adam McKelly from Major League Baseball, MLB.com, where, it was an end of a long day out there in Arizona, and just before he got in the car, empty parking lot, he hears us barking, and there's this little pooch there, and he goes and kind of checks it out and sees there's no place else to go and some storms coming up. Took the dog back to his place where he stays there during spring training and got it cleaned up and fed and that and tried to, you know, be able to turn it in. And I think he actually was finally able to, the whole story, what he did for that dog. And it's just like this, you know, the guy's got a huge heart. He cares about everything and everybody around him. Jake Bowers is sitting there in Fenway Park in the visitors clubhouse, which is small, but I think that's kind of good for in terms of team bonding, you know, guys getting together.
Sure.
And we're looking over his shoulder, and he and Frelick are filling out a crossword puzzle. It's the L.A. Los Angeles Times crossword puzzle. And then, so somebody prints off that thing every day for him. They download it, and he's like a subscriber to it. And, you know, like typical athletes, they never just do anything casually. If they're going to do it, they're doing it to compete.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they got like an L.A. Times crossword puzzle competition going on in the Brewers clubhouse. So they're a great bunch of guys to hang
out. And a great baseball name in Sal, that's for sure. So any stories of Fenway Park, your first trip ever there, anything that surprised you, anything stands out for you?
I'm trying not to overhype it.
Yeah.
It was magnificent. I mean, it
feels you overhyped it.
Heaven. Now, so listen, I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I went, I have not gone as a fan before. I tried once or twice. Once I went there, and it was rained out. And so I've not been able to actually see a game there. And so I got, you know, I say, but if the Brewers are on there, I can get away that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get full access. I want to see what this Fenway is all about. And you're sitting there, it's about the third or fourth inning on a Friday night with beautiful temperatures, clear skies. The lighting is terrific there. The players just seem to pop on the field. The colors come alive. And then, you know, they've got a protective glass there in the press box, so we're not dodging every foul ball like we are at American Family Field.
Uh-huh.
But they had a window that was open, and I feel this breeze on my face. And I was like, wait a minute, that's from the ocean. I mean, it's unbelievable. And guess what? They don't have a loud, screaming scoreboard playing, you know, pounding music through the entire game. It's actually, you can hear the bats, and you can hear the ball hit the catcher's glove.
Yeah.
And you can't help but watch the game. It's less, you know, T-shirt bazookas and more just there to watch the baseball. And it's and the food is fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. They just let the history be the experience, right? It sounds like?
Yeah. I can see why it's so popular.
Yeah, fantastic. Mike, thank you so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. If you missed any of that, we'll archive it under the podcast at 98QCountry.com.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever convicted of a felony, will hold a news conference at Trump Tower this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where the 34 guilty verdicts were read aloud last night.
Trump and his allies cast doubt on his conviction, harnessing Trump's political power and his grip on the Republican Party to rally supporters around calls for retaliation ahead of the election this fall.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Outside court, the stunning conviction became a moment of celebration. And star witness Michael Cohen, who the defense called the greatest liar of all time, hailed what he called an important day for accountability and the rule of law. Cohen saying the truth always matters.
Sentencing for Donald Trump is scheduled for July 11th. Most legal experts do not expect him to get jail time. This is ABC News. We are now hearing from the woman who was walking with actor Johnny Wachter when he was shot and killed by thieves apparently trying to steal his car's catalytic converter. Anita Joy speaking with ABC's Mola Lenghi.
He approached the man just like one step forward and I hear a loud crack. He just came flying backwards towards me.
Johnny.
Johnny did, yeah.
That moment when Johnny says, shot, what's sort of going through your head?
I was just thinking, I was like, okay, shot, what's next? I didn't see the wound yet. I could feel the blood. I had blood in my hands. So I ripped his shirt open and he had a shot right to his chest.
Police in Los Angeles are still looking for the suspects. The Labor Department is now suing Hyundai, accusing the carmaker of using child labor in Alabama. A 13-year-old allegedly worked on the assembly line for 60 hours a week. And the NBA Finals are set. The Celtics will face off against the Mavericks, who beat the Timberwolves last night, taking their series 4-1. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Ronert's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ronert's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
Pollster Charles Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Last week, multiple flag holders were reported stolen from veteran graves in Prentice. Price County Veteran Service Officer Tony Lewick met with us for his comments on the matter.
I mean, it's just absolutely disgraceful when people steal stuff from the cemetery. It's just absolutely disgraceful. And the fact that if you look at what was stolen, World War II, World War I, Korea, and look at the symbol of it, and not only that, but a couple of the World War IIs that were stolen, they were Silver Star recipients, Purple Heart recipients, and it's just absolutely disgraceful. I mean, you can't slice it any other way.
I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback Michael Pratt, 7th round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A lot's going on in the high school scene as the spring sports seasons are winding down. State golf will take place Monday, Tuesday at Black Wolf Run in Kohler, Wisconsin. 2 days, 18 holes a day, and Prentice is there. For the first time ever, the Prentice team qualified with a second place finish at sectionals this past week. We'll have Coach Haken and a couple of the golfers on with us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. The Lakeland T-Birds, perennial golf power, they were sectional champions, and they advance on also as a team to the state golf tournament. Good luck to all those golfers Monday, Tuesday. State track today, tomorrow, Autumn Mikulski of Shawamigan competing in the 800, 1600, and the 3200-meter run. It's Kylie Orison of Prentice also competing in the 3200-meter run. The 4x8 relay team of Phillips, sectional champions, freshman Ruby McCormick, Sarah Knack, Addie Gabay, freshman, and Leah Harper, a sophomore. They will all be there and competing in that 4x8 relay. Gavin Esterholm in the 3,200-meter run. Shawamigan's Robert Schinnebeck in the 110-meter hurdles. The 4x8 relay team of Phillips will compete. Maverick Hoagland, James Hollendorp, Jillian Elligin, and Gavin Esterholm. The high jump, Rib Lake's Jed Henderson. The pole vault, Phillips' Ben Vernig competing. And also Mercer's Ana Ruiz in the triple jump. All in lacrosse going on this weekend. And good luck to other area athletes from Lakeland and the surrounding area also competing this weekend. And we crowned softball sectional champions yesterday. Going on to state from Division 5, Thorpe. They topped Mellon yesterday to advance on with 11-8 victory. Real nice season for Mellon with a regional championship and just a game away from state. So Thorpe upends Mellon. It'll be Thorpe and Pacelli along with Assumption and Oakfield competing in Division 5 for softball. In Division 4 from the north, Paul Creek is a qualifier. Auburndale qualifies in Division 3 softball for the state tournament. And that's your 98Q Sports.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu as we look ahead to Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Baked potato on Monday with sour cream, butter, chili, and fresh fruit. Locations are in Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls. Reach your Price County Senior Dining at 715-339-2158. Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
Are you ready for golf season? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill. Please be sure to call for available tee times. We have openings on our Tuesday and Thursday men's leagues and also for our new mixed / couples league on Sundays. If you are interested in any of the leagues, please stop in to get more info. We are opening with an all-new menu featuring fresh burgers, salads, sandwiches and wraps, our homemade pizza, and a great list of appetizers to start you off. Friday fish fry, prime rib and steaks are all a part of our new menu. Stop in and see us soon. Golf Course Road is a short drive off of Highway 13 on County Road F.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shift. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they just announced another wage increase. You could even earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in Medford or Merrill online at SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high 71. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms 55. Tomorrow, a shower in the morning, sunny in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hotshot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduro scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. River Rat Danny Suggs, the host of Fishing Time. He loves fishing rivers. Not for the walleyes, not for the pike, not for the catfish. He likes it for the bass, the smallmouth bass. Tell you what he's doing to catch them right now, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Danny Suggs, the host of Fishing Time Television, is one of the biggest river rats I know. And when it comes to smallmouth bass, this guy loves to be on the water fishing for those where the water is moving. He says smallmouth bass like a little current. Not a lot of current, but a little current. He said the rivers are running at a great speed right now. He said what you want to do is fish that water where you have a current seam. That's where you've got some fast-moving water right next to something that's moving very slowly, usually where it's entering a backwater area or where an island is causing a current break. He likes to get up there and throw crankbaits, fast-moving crankbaits, something that's a little brighter in color because generally river water is a little bit dingier. And so he's using a crankbait that you can get some real good action on when pulling it sideways, not allowing the current to take it, but pulling it sideways and letting the lure do its magic. So look for those slack water areas right next to some faster current. That's where you're going to find those smallmouth bass hanging and target those fish with a crankbait. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Song. Patreon with that.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Seen them. They're not cheap, those big sheet cakes. It's a really nice prize, so we'll give away a nice cake from the Super One Bakery Department. We appreciate them. We'll do that with all the birthdays after twice an hour news and sports.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever convicted of a felony, will hold a news conference at Trump Tower this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where the 34 guilty verdicts were read aloud last night.
Trump and his allies cast doubt on his conviction, harnessing Trump's political power and his grip on the Republican Party to rally supporters around calls for retaliation ahead of the election this fall.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Outside court, the stunning conviction became a moment of celebration. And star witness Michael Cohen, who the defense called the greatest liar of all time, hailed what he called an important day for accountability and the rule of law. Cohen saying the truth always matters.
Sentencing for Donald Trump is scheduled for July 11th. Most legal experts do not expect him to get jail time. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee School District's problems could hurt every other school in Wisconsin. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The agency needs overdue financial information from Milwaukee in order to set state funding for all districts. DPI has been waiting on Milwaukee's report since September. First Lady Jill Biden campaigns in Wisconsin tonight. She tells ABC TV's The View the difference between her husband, the president, and challenger Donald Trump is clear.
We have a choice. We can have, you know, my husband, who is calm and steady and strong and has character and integrity, or we have the other choice, which is chaotic.
Mrs. Biden is speaking at the opening ceremonies for Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. As warmer weather begins to spread throughout the area, Northern wildlife officials are reminding residents not to interact with deer that wander into their yards. According to a Northern News Now report, interacting with deer in your yard could leave the deer with your scent, which could attract predators when it leaves. If residents do see a deer in their yard that appears to be injured, they should watch it from a distance and contact a rehabilitation center to determine the correct steps to take next. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners who may be willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. According to a press release, the event is scheduled for October 5th through the 13th, and to participate in the program, landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and fill out the online application. The event has been going on since 1992 and has helped around 400 hunters with disabilities enjoy the sport every year. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Taubman is back. Taubman's at the wall. And Gary does it again. Another eighth inning, two-run homer. Puts the Brewers in front.
422-foot drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers' homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And on the local scene, track. State track going on. Good luck to our area athletes competing this weekend in lacrosse and soccer. Also, girls' soccer tournament's underway. Lakeland gets a win yesterday, and they advance on. They await the winner of Rhinelander and Shawano. That'll resume on Saturday, girls' soccer tournaments. And state golf, Monday, Tuesday, Prentice and Lakeland teams both will be there. We'll chat with Coach Aiken and a couple of the Prentice golfers coming up in just a little bit after 9 o'clock.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Yes, are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis, boom, ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
Birthday to you.
We'll get to our local ones. Give away that cake in just a second here. Celebrity birthdays if you're celebrating on this last day of May. Casey James finished third on American Idol season 9. He's 42 today. Colin Farrell, the Irishman, he received his first Best Actor Oscar nomination in 2023 for The Banshees of Inisherin. Also starred in many others, Saving Mr. Banks. And wasn't he an SNL guy, too? Colin Farrell, maybe not. 40. Lose track. 48 today. Brooke Shields is celebrating a 59th birthday today. The actress, Pretty Baby, Blue Lagoon, and ex-wife of Andre Agassi, the tennis star, Brooke Shields, 59 today. Who else? Leah Thompson, the actress from Back to the Future. Some Kind of Wonderful. 63 for Leah Thompson today. Chris Elliott, the son of Bob Elliott, Bob and Ray, made a name for himself on the David Letterman show. And the show Get a Life was also, I think, in Everybody Loves Raymond. Wasn't he in that too? As one of the brothers there. Cabin Boy, Groundhog's Day, Kingpin, Scary Movie 2. Chris Elliott is 64 today. Susie Essman, Esmond, the actress from TV's Curb Your Enthusiasm and Law & Order. She is 69 today. Gregory Harrison, the TV actor from Trapper John M.D. and Falcon Crest, celebrating a 74th birthday. Tom Berenger, the guy who was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Platoon, also starred in Inception, The Big Chill, 74 for Tom Berenger. Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, Hall of Famer. You look at his stats, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but because of what he was and what he did for the NFL in its birthing years of popularity back in the late 60s and early 70s, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns. I'm not sure. Still, you look at his stats and you're like, what? Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, is 81 today. Sharon Gless, the actress from TV's Cagney and Lacey, is 81 today. Johnny Paycheck, best known for the song, of course, the ultimate leave your job song, and take this job and shove it. Johnny Paycheck. He had other hits, too. His real name is Donald Eugene Lytle. Johnny Paycheck, born on this day, 1938. I wonder, when he changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, he had to have in the back of his mind that he was going to do a song about leaving his job. Because with a song like Johnny Paycheck, that's the perfect song. It's a perfect song for the perfect artist. Born on this day, 1938, Johnny Paycheck punched out back in 2023. Sorry. Clint Eastwood. If I was to tell you that Clint Eastwood was still alive, would that surprise you? Well, get ready to be surprised. He's 94 today, Clint Eastwood. He has 4 Academy Awards. We could go on and on, the movies. For me, the favorite still is the Westerns from the 70s, where he had the little cigar out of his mouth, you know. He would slowly reach up. It'd be like a 5-minute scene, and he'd say like 2 words. They'd show Clint Eastwood with his tattered shirt and jeans and hat that looked like it had been through 17 world wars. Slowly would bring the cigar to his mouth, you know, take a puff, remove it, and just look at you. Say nothing. And just run right out of the room. Clint Eastwood is 94 today. He's a man's man is what he is. That's right. That's right. Locally, we've got Debbie Glazer, who is celebrating a birthday. And this actually is a Saturday birthday, but we'll let you into the cake. Tom wants to wish you a happy day there. And we got a birthday wish also today for Don Castro, who is celebrating an 85th birthday today, Don. There you go. Congratulations, Don. And that's from your friend Tom. So here we go, everybody in for the cake drawing. Free cake, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. Oh, there's hundreds and hundreds. It's just like a whirlwind of a money machine. I got it. All right, here it is. The winner of the cake is going to go to Mr. Castro. We just mentioned him there. Don, you got yourself a free cake, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. Congratulations!
Everything is in full bloom at Northwood Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Their greenhouses are bursting with over 600 plant varieties and tons of hanging baskets. Plus, their vegetables, herbs, bedding plants, marigolds, and proven winter annuals are ready for planting. Explore their selection of perennials, succulents, and specialty plants like the Cassia popcorn plant, which emits the scent of a movie theater buttered popcorn when the leaves are rubbed together. Visitors can treat themselves to a delicious cedar crust ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace surrounded by flowers and a babbling brook. Open every day from 8:30 to 6, except on Wednesdays. Northwood's Greenhouse and Ice Cream is located off of Highway 8 East of Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
It's back, the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk, Saturday, July 6th. Registration is open online through Race Roster. Get the QR code by going to the Facebook page for the Phillips Chamber at the Price County Events Facebook page. It's $20 for registration up to the day of the race. The day of the race is $30. The race starts at 8:30 a.m. promptly July 6th. Thank you for all the sponsors that help bring the Spirit of America Run Walk to the Phillips area.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Big G, as I'll be broadcasting live from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. It's all about Dad. Customer Appreciation Brat and Hot Dog Cookout on June 8th. Enjoy 25% off all Sabre grilling accessories throughout June. Feeding Dad to a premium grill flavor only a Sabre grill can offer. Family-friendly Leisure City has everything you need for your backyard oasis. Patio furniture, hot tubs, saunas, and more. See you June 8th from 11 to 2 for Leisure City's Customer Appreciation Event. Don't miss out on All About Dad promotion. 25% off grilling accessories all month long at Leisure City on Highway 51 in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Our high 71. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms 55. Tomorrow, a shower in the morning, sunny in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country. 98QCountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This time